Greetings, people of Earth. It is my privilege to be with you at this time for the little excursion to our communication center upon the planet Mars. This must be accomplished in your imaginations for the moment. But can you visualize our entering a large domed structure? This building covers an area approximately 1 mile square by your measurements. It stands approximately 275 feet tall. We believe on entering that you will be amazed at the fact that tier upon tier of communications equipment is present. Friends, I'm sure there are many questions in your minds at this point.
Solchek, will you kindly explain the use of this equipment?
At this level, my good brother of Earth, we have communications which link all of the inhabited planets of your solar system. Here we find dispatch centers capable of contacting all of the spacecraft employed by our people in their regular duties and missions. Upon the second tier, we find the apparatus necessary to conduct communications of galactic nature. These communications do not operate over the mechanisms presently thought of and envisioned by your people. Had you been afforded a view of the top of this building, you would have noticed a large cube-shaped lens with a type of crosshatch pattern. This lens emits a beam of almost invisible light. This beam of light, traversing a curve through space, provides a carrier for our communications to be transmitted throughout the galaxy. The very nature of this light enables us to communicate at speeds once the beam has left a planetary environment, at what is commonly termed in your language, the speed of light.
Solchek, how long have your people been in contact with the planet Earth?
During the last 7,000 of your years, survey craft from the galaxy have visited your planet at regular intervals. Our increased surveillance of your people occurred when our instruments first detected the evidence that you had finally arrived at an atomic-based culture. At that time, several meetings were held by our people to discuss the potentialities involved in an early contact with your planet. Our people, which resemble yours very closely, were landed upon your planet. They were given one of your years to mingle with your races. They were then to report back on the cultural and evolutionary states found. At the end of this period, our people were removed from your planet. An entire one of your years was spent in correlating and assessing the data collected. The conclusion arrived at was that the people upon your planet were not yet ready for galactic citizenship.
Solchek, from your viewpoint, what has transpired in, let us say, the last 10 years?
In your year 1947, our craft in increasing numbers was sighted by your people. It was upon this occasion that your various communication services notified the population on your planet of our increased presence. It was also at that time that your government instituted agencies to investigate our presence. Upon noting the fact that certain trends were evidenced in great numbers among your people, and that these trends were linked with our appearance in such numbers, our craft were immediately ordered to fly only the necessary survey flights. It was suggested that excursions to the planet Earth were to be confined to studies of scientific or cultural objectives. Prior to this, great numbers of our people had visited your planet and examined it for themselves. It was during these many visits that a great thought was in evidence amongst your people. Now they had become aware. Our survey craft recorded innumerable thought impressions received on frequencies known by our people to be emitted from the human mind. The thought was a belief in our presence. Immediately, councils were called, and this new information was again discussed. The decision was to permit certain of our craft to communicate with large segments of your people. Individuals from all walks of life were to be approached and questioned. If the occasion warranted, they were to be admitted aboard our craft. Some even taken upon short excursions. This procedure was followed for the next 5 of your years.
Soltec, what is the regulation or policy controlling your contact with people of Earth?
My brother, many questions have been asked regarding our presence in your skies. Believe that many of us desire the most open contact with your people. It is only those laws by which we abide and are even more comprehensive than those under which your people exist that prevent this. These laws, administered by various bodies of our people, have stated that we shall be privileged to communicate with your people as often as warranted. As these occasions arise, your people will be communicated with by our survey craft. In the last 7 of your years, this latest directive has been followed. In our many contacts and conversations with your people, we have learned a great deal. We have learned that man upon your planet has many lessons yet to learn. Some of these lessons that have been learned have already progressed beyond the conscious level. That is, these lessons have become an integral part of many individuals. We say that your subconscious has been contacted.
Soltec, does this architecture portray some of your philosophical concepts?
I would answer as follows. In examining the foyer of this communications center upon the planet Mars, you have witnessed one of the accomplishments of our people. In our conversation, you have noted that I disposed of the communication aspect rather quickly. You will also notice that even your questions were guided into new channels of thought. It is our purpose to see if the people upon your planet, once their initial curiosity is satiated, will continue to think. It is one of the most encouraging and thrilling experiences for individuals to find suddenly that they have the ability to think their own thoughts. Thoughts that have not been expounded by another. Thoughts that are original and unique. Some of your people, we find, acquire this quite easily. Others must be placed in environments conducive to this attitude. It is always very pleasing to view the many attitudes of thought in the many races upon your planet. Unfortunately, we have also seen great masses of your people become enslaved by those who would do their thinking for them. It is painful for us to witness great and proud nations and people fall upon their knees before the presence of what is termed in your language a sovereign power. The greatest triumph of man is his dignity. The dignity of the individual will be truly appreciated when men upon your surface will acknowledge none as their superior. When they will realize that all forms of life and creation are truly equal only upon different levels. That no particular level is more commensurate with wisdom and intelligence than another. I do not imply that there would be no cause for your merging together into groups of like thought. I would not suggest the abolishment of your forms of government or nations. But if these qualities and attributes were realized, a large group of those governed and those entities called governments would rise to unprecedented heights. Mankind, being proud, first in his accomplishments, would then look about him and be proud of the accomplishments of those with whom he belongs. Human rights and dignities are truly precious items in your time, people of Earth.